Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. Man, if you missed any part of hour number one, oh my goodness, I'm telling you. Well, you can go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Go to chosengenerationradio.com, and all you need to do is go to the listen page, and we'll have hour one up later on this afternoon. You can check it out there in the podcast form. iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, Deezer, whoever. There's a bunch of them there. Or you can just watch it right there on the site, chosengenerationradio.com, on listen and click, or follow me on Spreaker and you'll get it as well. So Dr. Judy Mikovits was with me. We talked about the origin of this new strain, which is not a new strain, it's an old strain, and Judy identifies that for us and talks about it. We talked about the number of lives that were lost and the liability that you never heard about. Informed consent? Nah, you never really got that. If you took the vaccine and you signed an informed consent, and you went on about your business saying, well, I've been informed. You haven't, because I don't think they told you about the 1,200 people that died, or the 40, or the 24,000 others that were negatively, 42,000 that were adversely affected, or the thousands that had cardio issues, strokes, hemorrhages, and neurological problems. And the fact that that stuff is lying dormant right now, but waiting for an opportunity to attack your body in either your liver or, if you're a woman, in your ovaries. Not a good thing. So we talked about that, Dr. Judy. Jonathan Emord and I got into January 6th and the Fourth and Fifth Amendment violations that took place, and how this committee is nothing but a sham and just a political theater. There's no truth to what they'll talk to you about. But you need to listen to it to get all the information, and why you need to get the book, The Authoritarian, which is a history of, how they've assaulted us when it comes to individual liberty, the Constitution, and free enterprise. Starting in the 19th century, by the way. They've been doing this for a long time. All right, I want to get to my guest. He is the author of From Queer to Christ. He's a very dear friend, and I am very pleased to welcome him to the program. He spent 25 years in the lifestyle of homosexuality and writes about that experience, and he is also the son of a pastor whose life we honor, by the way. He scares the church because he is a living testimony to the lies of what many of them are claiming. And I want to welcome George Carnegie to the program. How's that for an introduction, George?
I loved it, Greg. You can be my publicist. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure, my friend. My pleasure. Well, I'm going to say it again. But look, there is nothing to be proud about. Two men on a float, naked, putting their throbbing members into each other's cabooses while being led down the street by a little boy dressed up to look like a girl. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. George, there's not anything about that scene, and I am not. Am I over exaggerating?
No, I will tell you there are actually gays and lesbians who are fair minded, who resent the way the LGBT community is represented in these gay pride parades because they pull out all of the freaks. And a lot of the gays and lesbians who do try to lead decent lives and dress normal and they want the kids to be left alone, they absolutely detest this perversion and they resent the agenda that's being pushed. They do want the kids alone, and there are even drag queens speaking out about it. And these are gays and lesbians who aren't even religious. So even they have enough common sense and enough of some morals and values in spite of being in the lifestyle to understand what's going on. And it is disgusting, and it needs to be stopped.
How important, you and I have talked about this before, but how important is it? I mean, the church obviously needs to reach, you know, just like everyone, the church needs to reach people with the message of the gospel. But how important is it that the church is not compromising on this message?
It's important that what a lot of Christians will do, and maybe their intentions are good, but they will use the Bible to beat the LGBT individual down, but they don't give any hope to that individual. It's one thing to present the gospel in love and say, yes, this is what God's word has to say about homosexuality, and it is an abomination. But here is the hope that we have in Christ and how you can change. God has done it in my life and so many others. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be attracted to someone of the opposite sex now. There are still healing issues in my own life and the lives of many others who have gone through severe trauma, pain, and suffering. Those issues must be dealt with, but God is in the healing business.
Yep.
And regardless of whether or not you are still same-sex attracted or not, the point is to live a life of holiness and to please God and to do what His will is. So there is hope, but the Christians must address this issue in love, but give that individual hope and welcome these individuals into the church and walk with them on this journey as they walk out of that life.
In the same way, I mean, that's what we are instructed to do. You know, when we see the Word of God says, you know, when you see someone stumble and fall, help them in a spirit of meekness, right? Lest you also would stumble and fall. I mean, that is a biblical principle, but it doesn't mean standing in the front of the church and saying, we are now going to be homosexual affirming, and we're going to say that, oh, the lifestyle is fine, everything is fine, and perform gay weddings at the front of the church. And this is my issue, George. When everybody talks about the abortion issue, and I'm pro-life, 100% pro-life, life begins at conception. But they're not performing abortions at the front of the church yet, on the altar. They are performing abominations when they say that they are blessing the sodomite actions of two men with a ceremony, and that ceremony happens at the altar at the front of the church.
There's no fear of God. That's the issue. There's just no fear of God anymore.
Say that again. That's heavy.
There's no fear of God. Wow. That's where we are in this world today.
Wow. Wow. Boy, that won't get you invited to a Sunday morning service.
Thank you. They hate me already, what's one more church?
That's why George and I don't get invited to preach at churches in America, because of the fact that we just tell it the way that it is. You're right. They don't fear God. I've said this for years. I'm going to get myself in trouble now, but that's all right. I always do this. George knows. I've said this for years. If we had some Ananias and Sapphira moments in churches across the country, people would actually come back to God. If there were some people that just you know, were going up front to give their little offering, but they were just not right. I mean, not right. And they dropped dead right there in the front of the church. And you knew it was God that snatched their spirit. I don't know. I think that might wake people up. But you know what? There was a conversation. As I say that, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "Yeah, but remember when? Remember the conversation where they were talking about, you know, if a man would just come back from the dead, then everybody would believe. Remember that one?
Oh yeah. Yeah, because if people start dropping dead at the front of the church, they'll just say, oh, it's a heart attack, or they'll just find some other reason to dismiss the work of God. Because as you know, Greg, people who don't want to hear the truth, they're always going to find a way to just justify their sin and their wickedness. There's just no fear of God, and they don't think about eternity, and they don't realize the horror of hell. And people just act like they're going to stand before God and bat their eyes and look all cute, and he's just going to love on them and just let everything go. And sadly, a lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening on Judgment Day.
They confuse love with salvation, is in part what I think it is. There's this idea, well, God loves everyone. Well, yes, he does. But you know what? When I've raised five kids now, When my children were being disobedient and I had to paddle them and I had to, you know, put a whipping on them because I needed to get them headed in the right direction, I didn't hate them when I was putting a whipping on them. And they knew that. And they'd get their whipping and then they'd get their loving because they knew that Dad whipped them because he loved them. And that's what Scripture says. He says, I will chastise those just like a father chastises his son because I love him. And know this, if I'm not chastising you when you do something you shouldn't do, when you don't have guilt, when you don't have conviction, when you just walk on in your sin, you better understand that God has basically said, okay, I'm going to turn you over, just like Paul says about the man who's having sex with his father's wife, which obviously means that the father was divorced, because otherwise it would be he's having sex with his mother. So it's he's having sex with his father's wife. He's a divorcee. And that's a whole nother issue. And then in addition to that, he shouldn't be doing that because it's his father's wife. And what does Paul tell him to do? Put him out. Put them out. You tell them, if they refuse to stop hugging them and patting them on the back and telling them, oh, that's good, no problem, don't worry about it. No, you discipline them accordingly. Now, you start out with, I'm going to walk through. Man, I did this. I had a young man that came to my church in California that was a homosexual. He wanted help. We did deliverance ministry. And then he had a guy that was abusive. They would get drunk and he would rape him. And he finally called me and he said, I can't get loose of this. And myself and another guy from the church went over there and we physically removed that man from the situation, the bad guy. We removed him, took him out of there.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process
process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. George, you know, when we talk about this, and I was telling you what I did. So we literally took this young man and we said, you gotta get out of here, because this other young man that we were ministering to that was a part of our church, he don't want you here no more. He didn't want to do this anymore. And we took him, put him in the car. And then as we were driving around, we said, look, we'll help you too. We'll help you get straight. But you got to decide that you want to get straight. Well, you know, this and that and this and that and the other. And we were like, well, that's on you. If you don't want help, then I can't help you if you don't want help. Jesus stands at the door and knocks. He didn't kick the door down and come in. You got to invite him. And so we were like, where do you drop you in? He said, oh, you're going to drop me at my parents' house, okay. But you're going to need to just drop me in. You know, I'll have to sneak in because they really don't like what I'm doing. And I'm thinking, well, no kidding. You're destroying your life. But yeah, they don't really like that. So anyway, but the young man that we helped, that was almost 15 years ago. And I know that today he is living right and living straight and doing well. But that's
which can
go ahead.
I was going to say, which confirms if Christians would just be patient, but still work with these people, walk with them on this journey, still tell them the truth in love and not affirm the sin. There is hope. He's there. He really is there to help us and to heal us. And he's done it in my life and the life of so many others. There is hope in Christ.
And truth in love. It's a very misunderstood statement. To share the truth in love is a very misunderstood statement. And let me see if I can. Here we go. It's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, is where you actually find that particular scripture. And it says, now that he ascended, okay, so it's talking about Christ and his descent and his ascension, wherewith he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. That, by the way, that's the Holy Spirit, and those are the gifts of the Spirit, okay? Very important to understand that. He gave those to all of us, and yes, therefore today. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what purpose? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Whoa, wait, what? That's happening here, in the here, in the now. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are for the purpose of perfecting the saints, edifying the body of Christ in the here and now, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of hand and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceit. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Wait a minute. So we are actually going to get perfection now. Look, read it. It's Ephesians chapter 4. You can start at verse 9. Read what the Word of God says. Well, now you're all arrogant and it, right, George? Isn't that what they say? Well, now you're arrogant. Well, nobody can be perfect.
Exactly. But Craig, may I say to the Christians, because I don't know how much time we have left, if I didn't have Christians in my life who loved me enough to speak the truth to me, when that passage of scripture Greg was just reading talked about knowledge, I had to have the knowledge.
Yes.
The seed needed to be planted.
Yes.
It may have taken some time, but thank God I had Christians who loved me and treated me with respect, and they loved me enough to share the gospel. It took some time, but I might still be in that bondage, and it is not loving of you to not share with them the truth and to love them into hell. I would rather be offended. So when I talk to my gay friends, I don't care about them being offended. I love them enough to tell them the truth, because I don't want my gay friends to go to hell. I want them to know that Jesus does love them. He hates the sin. He hates the sin of homosexuals and heterosexuals, but he loves us. And they need to know that there is hope. They need the truth.
And he died so that sin can be nailed to the cross. That's the perfection. That old nature is taken out and a divine nature is put in the here and in the now, and you can be free in the here and in the now. Christ has done the work. And I'm telling you, when you get a hold of that, it will rock your world and change your life. I'm Pastor Greg, my good friend George Carneal Jr. from Queer to Christ to hear the truth.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. This is her first time to be here on the program. And always love to meet new people. It's one of my favorite things about having done this the last 11 years is all the incredible people that I've had the privilege to get to meet, and I'm very honored to meet my next guest. She's a counselor, relationship coach, and author living in Washington State. Very brave living in Washington State. She's been educated in the subject of partner abuse through academic study, personal experience being the target of abuse by a partner, and by talking to and working with many women and men who are abused by and or are abusing their partner. I want to welcome to the program the author of Abuse of Men by Women, Ann Silvers. Ann, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
It's my sincere pleasure. Actually, you know, I'll tell you, my wife and I are watching, actually, I think it was some weather in Oregon. They were having a bunch of rain. I forget what we were watching, a sporting event of some sort. And she goes, oh, I would really like to live out there where we used to live in California in the kind of the breadbasket of California. Now we live in Texas and we enjoy it. She's from Texas. But we look at, you know, some of the environment there, and Washington State, Oregon, beautiful states. They really are as aesthetically beautiful states.
They're lovely. I get to look at the water and enjoy the trees and the nature.
Yeah. 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 No, that's nice. Very nice. Very nice. Well, so we had this this trial thing going on, and with a couple of fairly famous people. Everybody I think knows Pirates of the Caribbean and some of the other. I mean, he's played in a lot of films, and obviously the gallery was full, and outside the courthouse was full, and everybody's had thoughts. But talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. So let me begin by asking you a little bit about were you watching it? Did you kind of pay some attention to it?
Oh, so I watched almost the entire trial.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of commentary interviews, so I that was one of the reasons I needed to keep up every day.
Absolutely. Sure.
But I started getting interested in the case like last year. You could actually, if you dug a bit, you could find all of the testimony and evidence that was presented in the 2020 case in the UK. And
now, was that where the restraining, was that the restraining order piece? Was that,
you could find evidence on the restraining order piece, which was the very beginning in 2016.
Okay.
And so one of my blog posts that I created on my website, annsilvers.com, mm-hmm. was my investigation of putting together all the evidence that was around that initiating event. And by initiating, I mean getting it into the public eye.
Got it. Okay.
And to me, it was very convincing that when you looked at the evidence that Amber had created this illusion of the domestic violence from Johnny to just as a way of abusing him.
I was just going to say so the ruse of that, if you will, was a part of the abuse. Now, and I want to be very careful with that because she won because the attorney for Johnny Depp said that all of her whatever stuff that she was bringing was all fake and phony and what have you. He got sued as a part of this, and the jury awarded her damages for him having made that statement.
That's not quite it.
Go ahead. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it, by the way. Thank you.
So part of it was Johnny won all the pieces that were her defaming him.
Okay.
Now, on the flip side, she countersued saying that, like you said, Johnny's attorney at the end of the UK case had publicly said three statements. In at least two of them that the jury found were true. Included Johnny's attorney saying Amber's accusations against Johnny were a hoax. The jury found in that those were true. The one that they took exception to was the one that entangled more people than Amber in the ruse. So in that third statement, Johnny's attorney had said that Amber's friends were engaged in creating the false picture of the domestic violence, and also said that her attorney was involved in advising her to create the false story. So that's the one they took exception to, and I look at it like so that one was not proven. Like,
okay.
So the jury did not feel that Johnny's side had met the burden of proving that her friends were involved and the lawyer was involved.
Okay.
But they did find that she created a hoax. Amber created a hoax in the accusations against Johnny.
And that, you know, you look at this, and Dr. Carol Lieberman was on with me as well, and it was interesting because Dr. Carol said, you know, she has been a forensic psychologist testifier in trials and what have you, and her you know, read on it was Amber's lying. Amber's lying. Amber's not telling the truth, and there are tells that you know that she saw that as a part of that, and she just clearly was like, no, this is inaccurate. Now, your book and what you're talking about takes the next step in talking about how men are abused by women, and not in every case, but that's an issue that needs to be addressed. Is that also the, because I look at our culture has demasculinized, if I can use that word, I don't know if that's it, probably an English major would go, yeah, what are you doing? But you know what? Listen, we got all kinds of different, you know, different dictionaries these days for words that people make up, and then we put definitions with them, and yeah, we call it good. So there you go.
That's right. There you go.
So I'm going with it. The demasculinization of men that's happening in our culture, and is that something that you think women have been manipulated maybe through different movements into attacking the male figure, and so he's kind of lost and doesn't really know? Is that part of the abuse?
So I don't see it quite like that.
Okay.
But I don't see it connected to that emasculation happens first, and then that sets up a man to be abused. I think that being abused by a woman is a very emasculating experience for a man.
Sure.
For many reasons. One is it doesn't fit with the cultural expectations for either the man or the woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very confusing for men.
Okay.
And when they're inside these relationships and they see, you know, they're not seeing, until now, I really feel like this trial is a watershed moment where we're going to see historically, I think we're going to be able to look back and say, yeah, okay, the Depp Heard trial, that was the change. And it's because so many people have had their eyes open to the fact that women can and do abuse their male partners. And it's not connected to the masculinity of the man who becomes the target of that abuse, other than it can be emasculated.
Right. Okay. So in other words, it's cause and effect. The emasculation. Thank you for that word, by the way. The emasculation issue that we see is maybe finding its root in how the man is treated and the interaction that he has in the relationship, and that creates part of that process.
I think it's an effect,
okay,
rather than a cause.
Okay. Okay.
So I think it's really important to tease it out, because I think that if we look at it as if a less than masculine male is going to be setting himself up for being a target of an abusive woman, that just adds another layer of abuse onto the man experiencing.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a victim blaming kind of approach.
It's, in other words, it's, guy, it's your fault because you are emasculated and therefore you let this happen to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Wow. Okay. Exactly. Interesting. All right. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, is the Me Too movement over? Many are saying the Me Too movement is now finished because of the Depp Heard trial. Back with more on Judge Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Be sure and sign up at the website, by the way, chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You'll get a nice, healthy dose of information you're probably not going to be finding just out there in the mainstream. Everything filtered through biblical glasses, but there's a lot of stuff that's out there that needs to be taught. Our $10 challenge is still happening. If you'd like to be a part of that, $10 a month helps us out here. We greatly appreciate your support. Two goals: saving America. And there's a lot that needs to be done to save this country, and saving India as well. And we're doing a tremendous amount of work. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, we're going to be providing summer clothing to 80 orphans associated with our work there in Punjab. And we're very grateful for the donations we've received to be able to accomplish that. And in addition to that, we are in dire need of assistance in funding the sewing machines. We have our class of widows have finished their schooling, but we need to give them sewing machines. $65 buys a sewing machine over there. But we need to give them sewing machines. We've got 12 ladies that have gone through the 4-month course to learn how to provide for themselves and their children. These are widows whose husbands were murdered because of their faith. And so we have the sewing school that we do. So if you'd like to help, $65 buys a sewing machine. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Or snail mail, Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church. P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. All right, my guest is Ann Silvers. Her book, Abuse of Men by Women. You can also help out both of us. Go to Amazon, use Amazon Smile, choose Faith Harvest Church as your plate, as your what you're going to give to, and then purchase the book, Abuse of Men by Women. Get two, buy one for you, and share one with a friend. This is a major issue. I have an attorney friend that we have had on the program a number of times, because the students that are falsely accused, whose lives are forever damaged as a result of this issue. And so it's really a very serious situation. All right. Ann, Thank you again for being here. I greatly appreciate it, by the way.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, as we were running into the break, the Me Too movement.
Me Too.
Yeah, we were talking about. So talk to me about that. Michelle Owens, by the way, is the name of the attorney. Michelle Owens. Okay, so. Give me some of your thoughts with regards to the pronunciation that the Me Too movement is now dead.
I have said that, and I hope it's true. I think that the Me Too movement, I've been educated recently by someone that it's the woman who started it. It was not intended to turn into what it did. And what it did turn into was this absoluteness of believe all women, which is ridiculous. Absolute things are almost always wrong. And it's ridiculous to assume that just because anyone makes an accusation, it's ridiculous to assume it's true. So can certainly, it'd be better to, acknowledge, consider, wait for the evidence.
It's sad that that's the case, Ann, isn't it? I mean, it's really sad because, you know, it used to be, and this is a biblical principle, you need multiple witnesses. And that's why I think that the Amber Heard thing was so interesting, because the attorney attempted to accuse Amber's friends of being a part of a conspiracy. And, of course, that was not proven that they were a part of any kind of conspiracy.
Okay, so it wasn't proven. It also wasn't disproven.
Gotcha, okay.
So from my perspective of looking at the case, I think they probably were involved, some of them to some degree. Of course, Amber has to be the one that we look at as carrying the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. And her type of personality is able to kind of corrupt people around her. And all of those people who, you know, we suspect were involved in some of the pieces, especially that original 2016 accusation of domestic violence that created the restraining order case, all of them now say they aren't her friend anymore, which would be, you know, we don't know if that's true, or if that was creating an illusion that they were speaking from a place of fairness. I don't know. Hmm. It would fit with the personality, one of the personality disorders that one of the psychologists who testified diagnosed her as having borderline personality disorder. And one of the traits in that personality disorder is they run hot and cold. they adore you or they hate you. You're their best friend or you're, you know, dead to them. It is entirely possible that all these people are no longer her friends.
And you're either all in or you're not in at all, but in a very unhealthy kind of a way.
Yeah. So that personality sort of could certainly treat someone if they don't do everything that they're asked, then they could be
ostracized.
You're out of my life.
Right.
And several of these people were living free in Johnny's properties.
So what about that? All right, let's shift back to a broader population.
Yeah.
And talk about, you know, are there things that a person can do in a courting process, perhaps, to identify that this is maybe an unhealthy situation and I need to not allow myself to get in it?
Yeah, great question. So I think the very biggest thing is for an expansion of recognition that women can be abusive.
Okay.
You know, we set guys up if as a culture, we're pretending this isn't even on the table. Pardon me. Then men don't even know to look for the red flags. And then some of the ways to look for the red flags is, because part of it is everybody puts their best foot forward when they're dating. But a more abusive person, a more manipulative person will make a much more exaggerated good version of themselves. That's not true. And then it's kind of like when you put a ring on it, then their personality comes out and you're trapped. But I would encourage men, if you feel like that happened, you know, get out then.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But
in the dating process, eyes wide open, don't ignore any red flags. And one of the things to look at is not only how do they treat you, but how do they treat other people?
How do they treat the people that you're already close to? Wouldn't that be another secret of you know, identifying? I mean, if they're not very kind to the people that you already care about that are a part of your life, and they try to isolate you, I mean, well, I think that's one of the
certainly if they try to isolate you. So one man I worked with, when he was dating the woman who became his wife, who became his ex-wife, she said to him that
we're gonna jump off. Oh. All right, I'll be back tomorrow. Hang on. Okay, we can continue for a couple more minutes if you'd like. I have access on the rest of the network to do that. I just needed the one network. Has a hard stop. But go ahead. Go ahead. You were saying
one man, when he was dating, his girlfriend came to him and said, "So that time I had a few minutes alone with your best friend, he hit on me." So the guy believes the girlfriend, is becomes estranged from the best friend, and was estranged from the best friend through his entire marriage to that woman. And in the end, realized this woman created all kinds of stories like that over various false accusations.
Right.
Created estrangement between him and his family, him and his friends, and that is, you know, like you said, the isolation is one form of partner abuse.
And I suppose another one would be to sweep in and try to, manipulate the friends to turn on that person and try to recruit them for your team.
So that can certainly happen. And one of the ways it can happen is in church communities. And then we get into spiritual abuse, which is one form of partner abuse.
which is gigantic. And it's and again, in each of these situations, the problem is that the opening of that door, then we start making assumptions, like the Me Too movement. Certain individuals right? They're, I mean, it was, okay, so, you know, anything that a guy does that I don't like, it falls under the Me Too.
Or anything, it doesn't even have to be based in reality, is the thing.
Right.
He may have done nothing. He may have done something totally innocent or just happened to meet the wrong person at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been a target of her abuse and said no more. And then she continues the abuse through this extension of what we call administrative or legal abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, I mean, it what it does is it makes relationship that much more difficult, right? By creating all kinds of different thoughts and doubts and worries and concerns. Not to suggest that we shouldn't be concerned about certain things or look out for things, but it sounds like it kind of piles on top of that.
Yeah, and it's a very unfortunate reality. Yeah.
Well, and you know, as a pastor, from as I look at, you know, and try to counsel folks, it's most of the time, in some respect, it falls back on how do we view us, and what value do we place on ourselves. So that way, when we come into it, we don't come into a situation with a hole and try to get that a person to fill a hole that people are not capable of filling. Does that make sense?
Well, that could be one setup for
okay.
it, and there are many. So there are many reasons why a person might stay in an abusive relationship or get caught up in one. But that would be a long discussion. But it's in my book.
There we go. Hey, that was a nice sound. I like that. And so pick up the book, folks. Abuse of Men by Women. Abuse of Men by Women by Ann Silvers. And you can pick that up again if you want to help us out. You smile and pick the Charity of Faith Harvest Church, and you'll help us out with that. But definitely pick up that book, and a good thing to educate if you're a grandparent, you got grandkids that are getting mm-hmm. to that age of looking at making a commitment, something to educate them and you about. And thank you. Very much for being
here. You're welcome.
Here.
And then just a quick thing.
Yeah.
No E on Ann. It trips people up. No E on Ann.
Not Ann Gable, right? Or Ann of Green Gables. I think that was
correct.
It, right? Yes.
The different spelling. Yes.
Yes. Not Ann of Green Gables. So Ann without an E, Silvers, A-N-N, Silvers. And the name of the book is Abuse of Men by Women. Ann, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless you.
I appreciate being on.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. All right, folks. We're checking out of time, and we'll be back with you. We got a program for you coming up tomorrow on Friday. Back after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.